Episode L.
Last time, you remember? You remember? It's written down some... Yes, Space Commander X, Space Commander, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were investigating mysterious explosions on the uninhabited planet Fructose 7!
Yep, that's a mysterious explosion, all right. Well, Stupid Larry, our work here is done.
But Space Commander Wack, wait a minute. Aren't we supposed to solve the mystery behind the explosion?
Oh, is that it? Well, that's a little dangerous. Hey, you get started on that, Stupid Larry. I'll just go back to the spaceship and check out our orders. It may take me a while, but don't worry, and don't come looking for me and make me come back outside.
Okay, Space Commander Wack, Glorf and I will do that. Gee, Glorf, Space Commander Wack is so brave and noble, a man among men. He's a Space Commander, and I feel so honored that he has enough trust in us to let us try to get to the roots of the mysterious explosions on this uninhabited planet. There's another one from over there. You guard this place, Glorf, and I'll go see what I can find. Ooh, this is scary. What's so special about that place that Glorf should guard it? Ooh, that'll delineate your collective subconscious. There's Space Commander Wack climbing into the spaceship. Boy, if I can find those explosions, he'll be so proud of me. There he is now closing the hatch. What a great man. What a shining example to all the space buddies everywhere. There's the spaceship taking off. Boy, the spaceship taking off. Oh, no, he's leaving us. No, he wouldn't. Evil aliens are trying to kidnap him. That's it. Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack, wait for me. I'll say, uh-oh.
So close to getting away, rats!
Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! You outsmarted the evil aliens that were trying to kidnap you! Hooray! Huzzah!
Alien?
Oh, yes!
Of course I did, Stupid Larry! No evil alien is going to kidnap me, Space Commander Wack! Mm-mm. Space Commander! Well, did you solve the mysterious explosions yet?
I just happened to think, Space Commander Wack, there's nothing on this planet but rocks.
And they're so big.
Only logical explanation is that when the rocks fall, they must explode with the force of a million megatons.
Why, that's fearsome, Stupid Larry.
If those rocks fall into the wrong hands, it could spell doom for intergalactic civilization.
Doom? I wouldn't need many. Just a few. Unlimited power. And I'd be king of the universe.
So I guess we better destroy this planet.
Space King Wack. Space King. Yes, indeed.
So I guess we better destroy this planet.
What? Oh, yes. Destroy the planet. Standard operating procedure, of course. Shouldn't we get off of it first, Stupid Larry?
But the spaceship's been broken into zillions of little tiny pieces.
It won't take long to fix.
It won't?
No, get busy. You only have till sundown. That's not long. I'll look for rocks.
And Wack says it won't take long, Stupid Larry. Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Rebuilding this spaceship sure is fun. I wouldn't let anyone help, even if they wanted to. Sure is fun rebuilding this spaceship.
I know that trick, Stupid Larry. I'm out of lemonade. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Get someone to do your work for you. I'll do whatever you want, but pay me first in precious metals, gold, platinum, radioactive stuff, anything that's good on the commodity market. Just put it into an envelope.
Episode M.
Space Commander, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had vanquished the insidious vegetable army of Emperor Glor Snowfoon, idiot ruler of the Outer Quadrant. What further space adventures await our daring trio? We project our minds now, off into the galaxy to Space Commander X's mythical home base.
Well, Stupid Larry, we sure vanquished those vegetables, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did, Space Commander
X. Foil the dastardly plans of Emperor Glor Snowfoon.
The idiot ruler of the Outer Quadrant.
Yes, he's an idiot, all right. Yep. But we managed to beat him in spite of that advantage, didn't we, Stupid Larry?
We sure did, Space Commander Wack. We beat him in spite of that advantage.
Yep, we sure beat him, all right.
Yep, beat that old Glor Snowfoon. The idiot ruler sure did beat him, all right.
Yep, sure did, Stupid Larry.
Well, we would have beat him if it weren't for that storm.
Well, Stupid Larry, what new challenge awaits us? What new rights to wrong? What idiots to vanquish?
Sorry, Space Commander Wack, there's no new orders from the daring Space Adventure Army of Earth.
Anything coming in on the telepathic beanie, Stupid Larry?
No, only a cooking show from the planet Zorp. Gee, I didn't know the Zorps
ate those. Don't say it, Stupid Larry. I know what the Zorps eat, and it's disgusting.
It sure is disgusting. I'm getting hungry.
It sure is disgusting.
I know, Space Commander Wack, we could destroy Zorps. That'd be something to do. That's something we could do.
No
right
wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. We can't just destroy a planet, a culture, and billions of souls just for something to do.
You're right, Space Commander Wack. That would be wrong, and I'm ashamed
of
myself for even...
maybe we could. I mean, think of that disgusting stuff they eat.
No, I know, Space Commander Wack. You could talk to the Space Buddies. Let them know what's
good
happening.
Idea, Stupid. Space Buddies, Space Buddies, Stupid Larry, what should I talk to the Space Buddies about? There's nothing going on.
Oh, you could give them that recipe from Zorp, that disgusting one, yeah.
Space Buddies, first take two snow lizards and cut off their feet. Throw away the lizards, save the feet, buy them corrective shoes, shoot a dwarf.
Oh, that's disgusting! Tune in again next time for more disgusting, exciting space recipe adventures with Space Commander Wack, Space Commander!
I know, we could reupholster Glorf. He's getting awful barren spots.
Good idea. Perhaps we could do him in a plaid to match the drapes, or a velvet top.
Or a velvet matador on his tie.
We should probably have him scotch.
Episode N.
People of Grievous Larcher were showering a rain of deadly skyscrapers on the planet Earth. That's silly, those two. Nevertheless, Space Commander Wack, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were in their spaceship speeding towards Grievous Larcher to get out of the way.
Space Commander Wack, I think Glorf has to go outside, if you know what I mean.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Glorf already is outside. He just happens to be inside at the moment, but the inside he's in is outside the inside he's out of. It's insidious. Do you follow, Stupid Larry?
No.
Space Buddies, follow Stupid Larry. Work in teams so he doesn't get suspicious, but don't let him out of your sight. Take pictures. Give me names of his associates. We'll round up that gang of conspirators yet.
Space Commander Wack, Glorf doesn't have to go outside anymore.
He doesn't? Good.
No, he died.
What, Glorf? The dead Martian dog died? Let's not make a habit of this, Glorf.
Well, when do we get to Grievous Larcher, Space Commander?
Well, what does the Chrono Vacuo Sausalito say, Stupid?
It says, Cubs 6, Dodgers 2. Game called after 4 innings because of skyscrapers falling out of the sky.
Then there's no time to lose, Stupid Larry. Fire the Beta Crumbo rockets.
Fire them at what?
Why, at the evil ballpoint people of Grievous Larcher, of course.
Where are they?
Well, I thought you knew.
Now, where's the compass?
You can't use a compass in the magnetic void of space, Stupid Larry.
We always have before, Space Commander.
So I, Space Commander Wack, will use my superior reasoning to arrive at a solution.
I thought we wanted to arrive at Grievous. Never mind.
Grievous Larcher is 7 light years past the star we call Star. What a boring name. We left Earth 2 light eons ago with an acceleration of 900,000 space gumps, leveling off at 600 quims. If the moon is on the rise and Jane gives Dick 2 apples, and love is lovelier the second time, Grievous Larcher should be right there. There it is.
Where?
Never mind. Fire 1. Fire 3.
We got it, Space Commander Wack. We got it, you genius.
Wait. Don't fire yet. I forgot to carry the 4. Wait. I forgot the 4.
Tell me you forgot to carry the 4.
I forgot to carry the 4. That wasn't Grievous Larcher. That was the moon.
Please don't tell me that was the moon.
Goddess of night.
Yes.
Oh, well, it wasn't good for anything anyway, but a lot of superstitions. We won't really miss it. Knock on wood.
You're knocking on Glorf.
Please sign this petition to have Space Commander Wack declared a dangerous nuisance. We only need a few more signatures.
Okay, grab him, Stupid Larry. Quick, sedate him, Stupid Larry. A week in the rubber room should do the trick. Never trust people you don't pay enough. Let's see here. Now, wait a minute. Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with me, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander.
Can I use the rubber hose, Space Commander Wack?
Good idea. Maybe we'll have to make Glorf the announcer next week. I wonder if he could speak Glorf. Speak, boy.
Episode O.
Last time, you remember the eve fellow people of the planet Il-Nawam had captured Space Commander Wack and had turned him into a suburban outdoor chef. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Now they were moving their evil Wemco pocket army across space for an invasion of Earth. Only Space Commander Wack can stop them, and he can't.
I need more lighter fluid here, Stupid Larry, and put up another bug-o death strip. These mosquitoes are killing me.
We don't have any lighter fluid, Space Commander Wack. Only liquid oxygen. This is a spaceship, not a suburban patio.
That's a cute joke. Let's see. You wanted your steak rare, mine is medium, and Glorf's is ash. Isn't that right?
Space Commander Wack, look. There goes the Whamco Pocket Army on their way to invade the Earth. We've got to stop them.
Oh, what an imagination, Stupid Larry. Well, you run along and have fun. I'll call you when the meat's hot.
No, I better stay here. I just know you're going to try to light a fire there, aren't you?
Of course, but don't worry. This barbecue is sturdy, well-ventilated, and solid brick. There's no danger.
That's the instrument panel, Space Commander.
Aren't you getting tired of this outer space game, Stupid? Why don't you jump in the pool and play Frogman for a while?
Oh, it's no use, Glorf. Space Commander Wack is too far gone.
Right.
Who can help us save him so he can save the Earth?
Oh, it doesn't rain. You don't think it'll rain, do you?
Maybe the Space Buddies can help. Let's see, how does he do that? Space Buddies? This is Stupid Larry. When we need help...
I felt a sudden psychic disturbance. Odd for the suburbs, and it's a Sunday afternoon. Not very many
psychic
suburbs.
Let me try that again. Space Buddies, this is Stupid Larry, and Glorf is here too, and we need help.
Space Buddies, Space Buddies, what came over me? Well, a little more garlic salt, maybe that'll do it.
That's it, Glorf, you see, the Space Buddy channel almost snaps them out of it. But I don't know if I'm strong enough to get all the way through. Here, Glorf, you try.
Hey, wait a minute there. I turned my back for 1 second, and my faithful space sidekick and loyal dead Martian dog try to turn the Space Buddies against me. No one talks to the Space Buddies but me, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander!
Hooray, you're cured, Space Commander Wack. Earth is saved, and my lifelong friend is back to normal.
Normal? Stupid Larry, you're such a dumbo. Who made this mess on the control panel? Food all over.
Oh, well, you thought you did it. You, it was,
Who was it?
It wasn't you, Space Commander.
It wasn't Glorf.
No, it wasn't
that
Glorf.
That means I'll have to report you, Stupid Larry.
I'm sorry.
Or better yet, you report you. What are sidekicks for, anyway?
Professional announcer with more experience than necessary seeks new employment, works cheap, too timid to know better, has traveled the galaxies, yes, spaced out. Meanwhile, tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Look, Stupid Larry, a disposable space lighter. These are
like
neat. If you click them, beautiful girls gather around
you.
Oh, look, a living toy. And a dead one, too. This is bizarre. We might have to re-wallpaper. I'm just not sure.
Episode P.
Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack, Glorf rolled down the steps again. We gotta go get him back.
No problem, Stupid Larry. I just must have accelerated a little too quickly. I'll just hit the brakes here.
I think you hit the brakes too hard, Space Commander Wack. Glorf not only rolled back up the steps, he was catapulted right through the windshield of the spaceship, and now the vacuum of the icy void is rushing in.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. A vacuum can't rush in. Only fools rush in where wise men fear to tread. The vacuum is not rushing in. The air is rushing out.
So you mean soon there will be no air? Is that it?
Good point, Stupid Larry. Soon, no air.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were streaking through outer space in pursuit of the dreaded space pirate Pete Smith, bloodthirsty buccaneer and former television weathercaster, now the scourge of the cosmos.
Space Commander Wack, what about the air rushing out in the vacuum and suffocating when he fell down
Keep your voice down, Stupid Larry, before he discovers his mistake.
But what about realism, Space
Commander? Who cares, Stupid Larry? If he grabs the wrong script, We'll just have to live with it. Space Buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. If someone makes a mistake in your favor, go with it. Don't overdo the honesty thing. Unless, of course, someone makes a mistake that costs you. Then cry real loud.
So, what are we going to do now, Space Commander Wack?
Well, reach out and grab... No, I need to do this in space talk. I mean, rendezvous with... Reacquire from the void. Calibrate the servo arms and recontact.
You want me to pull Glorf back in the spaceship?
Yes,
right?
Stupid. That's okay. It. And then let me see. You grabbed the wrong script. Go to the script.
Right.
Worm
right.
People, Space Princess, 2 pounds of Goomby slush. Yes. Let's scour the galaxy for the dreaded space pirate and XTV weathercaster, Pete Smith. XTV weathercaster, huh? This should be easy, Stupid Larry. What's that?
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack, we've been surrounded by the eyewitness pirate fleet, and there's a message coming in on the videocom blazo screen.
Rats, they're interrupting my favorite cleaning solvent commercial. You know, the one where the woman mutates while she waxes the floor.
Hi! Great to be here and to have you surrounded, Space Commander Wack. I'm Pete Smith, and this is the eyewitness pirate fleet. Let's go over to the map where it looks like you have a 90% chance of being annihilated.
Maybe these XTV weathercasters are tougher than I thought, Stupid Larry.
Tune in again next time for another weather update and another exciting adventure of Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
So how do we get out of this one now, Space Commander Wack? We can't.
I have an idea, Stupid Larry. You just sneak into that glass booth there. Here, take this script. It's a much better one. We have a good chance in this one. The pen is mightier than the sword.
Episode Q.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had vanquished the fearsome toddler people of the planet Play School, despite serious damage to their spaceship. Now they're about to crash land on the planet of the Space Commander Wax imitators.
Well, Stupid Larry, prepare to... crash land!
Okay, say when.
Get off me, Glorf. Never mind. Just a few seconds warning, that's all I ask.
Space Commander Wack, I wonder why this planet is called the planet of the Space Commander Wack imitators.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. The only one who calls this a planet of the Space Commander Wack imitators is that disembodied voice at the beginning of the episode. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Never believe anyone who doesn't have a body. No one can imitate me, Space Commander Wack, for I am transcendent, unknowable, yea, even like unto a disembodied sprite. I am your conscience, your guide. Quick, grab Daddy's wallet.
Oh, Space Commander Wack, here come the natives of this planet.
Planetoids? Are they armed?
And legged, and they all look vaguely familiar.
Greetings, planetoids. We are strange visitors from another planet where they pickle guitar strings and make fun of the moon after breakfast. Good going, George. You captured the funny-looking robot and that dead Venusian dog over there.
Dead Martian dog.
Martian dog, excuse me.
Space Commander Wack, he sounds just like you. He thinks your name is George.
He does, eh? Now look here, you scum. I'm Space Commander Wack. And I'll have
your... all Space Commander Wack.
So you are, and you have big laser guns pointed right at me. Cute. Come on, George. Let's take your prisoners back to town and torture them. Prisoners?
I think he means me and Glorf, real Space Commander.
Oh, you and Glorf. Well, okay, let's do that.
Space Commander Wack, you can't just give up without a fight.
Ooh, I know what, Stupid Larry. Instead of saying you can't give up, why don't you just say we can't give up?
So you can say, what do you mean we, right?
Well, it's a good joke. It's one of my favorites.
This isn't funny, Space Commander Wack. We've got to get out of here.
What do you mean we?
Boy, once something's in the script, you just can't get it out, can you? Mr. Space Commander Wack, imitators, sirs and ladies.
Thank you. You're a gentleman yourself.
Thank you very much. Does everyone here look and sound like Space Commander Wack?
All except our leader here, the Emperor. Oh, good. One guy who doesn't sound like me. Greetings, your emperorship.
On your knees when you address me, space swine.
Stupid Larry. I think we're in trouble here.
Right.
What do you mean, we? Gotcha!
Well, that one may be emperor, but this one I can handle. I'll wrangle
it. I'm sorry, I'll do it right. Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Space Commander Wack, if we landed on a planet of Stupid Larry imitators, would you be able to pick out the real me? You know, I pick out the real you, so could you pick out the
Stupid
real
Larry,
me through the loyalty
why
and...
Why should I want to pick out the real you? What possible
space
purpose should it
be? I serve.
Episode R.
Remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were on their way to the planet Dumb, birthplace of Stupid Larry, to investigate reports of inexplicably insidious spreading ignorance among the dummies. Yes, the people of Dumb were slowly being sapped of their intelligence by an unknown source, and in their ignorance they turned to Space Commander Wax. Space Commander!
Just how dumb is the planet Dumb, Stupid Larry?
It's not a dumb planet, dumb. Space Commander Weck. It's just a planet Dumb.
Oh, yeah? If they're not dumb on Dumb, then why do they send for me?
Yeah, that's a good point, Space Commander Weck.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by
that? The planet Dumb is on the screen, Space Commander.
Well, then, prepare to land, Stupid.
Wait. Shouldn't we contact Dumb Ground Control and get clearance?
Clearance from dummies? Ha! Huh. Fire the retro, Stupid Larry.
Ooh, come to the porthole, Space Commander. When?
I'd rather not, Stupid Larry. You know how heights scare... I must stay here at the controls, securely guiding our descent, strapped into my seat with my eyes closed.
Oh, but Dumb, planet of my birth. Look, I can see fields of waving spaghetti. Better wave back, high spaghetti. Oceans of lime gelatin. The upside-down mountains. The river that goes nowhere. And, oh, Space Commander Wack, I can see the spaceport. It's way over there. We're landing in the middle of a street.
Quick, Stupid Larry, there's only one thing to do. Close your eyes.
Meanwhile, at the unknown source of spreading ignorance, Droid Donahue, archenemy of Space Commander X, is brooding over his evil plans.
So, I'm to blame for the spreading ignorance on the planet Dumb. Me, Droid Donahue. But of course it had to be me. After all, I'm the only one here at the unknown source. But what do I have to gain? Why am I, Droid Donahue, space villain, doing this? That's it, I have no motive. Then I can't be to blame. But there are no other suspects. Why do I suspect me? I'm all alone. Why am I talking to myself? Nobody leave the room. I suspect everyone.
Meanwhile, back at Space Commander Wax's spaceship called the Spaceship... What a boring name! Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had emerged onto the surface of Dumb to begin their search for the unknown source.
Excuse me, dummy, where's the unknown source? Dummy. Oh, look, I forgot one of my shoes and my car's melted. My antenna's all...
Beat it, Dad, you've been on the radio now. I don't think you'll be much help, Space Commander Wax.
Meanwhile, that's three meanwhiles. Four meanwhiles. Meanwhile, back at the unknown source, Droid Donahue ponders on...
Talk. No, never. Admit, I'm doing this. No, I couldn't be. I have ways of making me talk.
Give up, Droid. We have you at last.
How did you find me? Oh, no. I must have betrayed myself.
I'll grab him, Space Commander Wack.
No.
He has a gun.
One more step and I'll shoot myself. I'll never take myself alive.
Tune in again next time for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wack.
But wait just a minute, Space Commander Wack. Yep. What happened? The episode's unresolved. Everything's up in the air. Droid Donahue.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. That's showbiz. Come on, Droid. Buy a drink. Maybe a daiquiri.
Sure thing. No, wait. No, I don't drink. Well, yes, I do. Well, wait. Why is that dog staring at me?
Drop the gun,
Droid. I know something I don't know.
Drink?
All right, everybody put their hands up.
Episode S.
Let's remember you time, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were zooming through hyperspace in a last-ditch effort to bark the ream of an indolent armadillo.
We put 80 billion light years on the spaceship in the last week, Space Commander Wax. Shouldn't we slow down?
Almost time for our 81 billion light year tune-up. No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Tony Kubek. You don't mean slow down, which is to decrease the level of slowness. That'd be the same as speeding up. Don't you mean slow up? Increase the level of slowness, or even speed down, decrease the level of speed. And another thing, when I say clean up, it means I want you to wash the ceiling. Look.
You want me to speed up, Space Commander Wack? You want me to speed up?
I'm scared out of my wits as it is, Stupid Larry. Slow down.
Okay. I can't, Space Commander Wack. The hyperdrive Milwaukee pump is clogged.
It can't be. When I emptied the ashtrays in it this morning, it was working well. What happens now, Stupid Larry? Stupid Larry.
Suddenly, to Space Commander Wax's dismay, a strange cellular vibration hums through the spaceship, leaving Stupid Larry unable to speak.
It did not. I can still speak.
What? Wait! Hums through the spaceship, leaving Stupid Larry able to speak.
Anyway, Space Commander Wack, we have to unclog the pump or we'll be going so fast we'll leave the universe. What'd you say? Is there anything there about Space Commander Wack being unable to speak?
Oh, yeah, that was it. Stupid Larry is able to speak, but Space Commander Wack is unable to hear. He can speak, but he can't hear.
He can hear?
Yes, right, he can hear.
But he can't speak.
No, it doesn't say that.
Can I speak now, Stupid Larry?
Yes, you can speak, Space Commander Wack.
Good. Now, what exactly does happen here?
That's right. Stupid Larry can speak. Space Commander Wack can speak. They can both hear. Glorf is still dead. And a billion-pound meteorite crashes into the spaceship.
A billion-pound meteorite,
The only billion-pound meteorite is in somebody's head. We're going to wait all month for this billion...
Well, of course, that explains it.
A billion and one. Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack.
Hey, Space Commander Wack, what do you think the Guinness Book of Universe Records is for getting hit by 1 pound meteorite?
I don't know, Stupid Larry, but go for it, will you? Oh, way to go. Go for it, Stupid Larry. Go.
Episode T.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had been sealed in an ice cave on the planet Nerkpulala Bishdingle Nip 6. Now entombed in a frigid death trap, our heroes must find a way to escape.
Look, Space Commander Wack, Droopy the mutated moose is setting fire to Lazy Lazo.
That's not the kind of escape we need, Stupid Larry. We can't hide from reality in foolish viddy tunes.
Why not?
Good point, Stupid. Ooh, look. Krelop the embalmer god is dissecting Garbanzo.
Oh, you're right, Space Commander Wack. We can't just escape into fantasy. We have to get out of this ice cave before we freeze and or suffocate.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Why should I give up fantasy and face such a depressing reality? Bums me out.
Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Ignore reality every chance you get. Escape into a dream world. Avoid harsh and unpleasant things. Just use credit cards. Who needs cash? Send that cash to me, Space Commander Wack.
I'm trying to ignore this reality, Space Commander Wack, but it's getting harder to breathe, and Glorf is turning blue from the cold.
He's always been blue, hasn't he? I mean, he always used to match my jammies.
All I know is that the ice people of Nerkpulala Bishdingle Nip 6 have entombed us in this ice cave, and we're in trouble. Take my word for it.
Nerkpulala Bishdingle Nip 6? I thought this was New Jersey. Let me check this map.
But why did the ice people of Nerkpulala Bishdingle Nip 6 do this to us? Usually they're such polite ice creatures.
I still think it's New Jersey.
New Jersey. There are no ice caves in New Jersey, Space Commander Wack.
I know that, Stupid Larry.
Can you agree with me that it's Nerkpulala Bishdingle Nip 6?
Yes, but I'm going to keep calling it New Jersey.
Why, Space Commander Wack?
That other name is just too silly for a space commander to say.
You mean Nerkpulala Bishdingle Nip 6?
Enough, Stupid Larry. I just thought of a cheap way out of this predicament. We're going to like
this. Is there any other way on this show, huh?
Space buddies, take out your telepathic crayons and draw a circle on your radio speaker so that Stupid Larry, Glorf, and I can escape through it from this ice cave in New Jersey. Finished? Good.
Okay, Stupid Larry, grab Glorf and jump through the circle.
I don't think that will work on the radio, Space Commander Wack. Oh,
you
lips.
May be right. Looks like we're stuck in New Jersey, Stupid Larry.
Tune in again next time for more exciting New Jersey adventures with New Jersey Commander Wack. New Jersey Commander!
See, I told you it's New Jersey, Stupid Larry.
I think this is an easy way out, Space Commander Wack.
There's nothing easy about New Jersey,
Stupid.
Yeah,
well, tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. What?